anchors for upright living. So we have had three ministrations today. The first was the explosive praise that produced something, and this second was just the yokes that broke, and now the word very sharp. Our objective is to understand the anchors or the fundamentals that enhance upright living. What are those things that I can stand upon to help me to live right? What is that understanding that affects my mindset and guides my style in doing the right thing? Upright living does not just happen. It is anchored on fundamentals. When you know these things, they influence your mindset. They guide your lifestyle. And I'm going to mention four of them tonight. What are these anchors that help us to stand upright? Number one, the understanding of our purpose for existence. The understanding of our purpose for existence. Isaiah 43:21, the Bible says, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." The understanding of your purpose for existence undergirds living uprightly. And this understanding has three ramifications. That is, if you know why you are alive, it influences how you live. There are three ramifications to this understanding. Number one, man is not on earth accidentally. Man is on earth by the deliberate action of the Creator. Man is not on earth accidentally. Man is on earth by the deliberate action of the Creator. We did not just happen to be on the earth. That's one, the first ramification of the understanding. And it is consistent with Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. And God made man in his image. So God created man in his own image. So man was created. Number two ramification. Since man did not decide to be created, man cannot decide how to live. Since we didn't decide to be created, we cannot decide how to live. How to live was decided for us by the Creator. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 13 and 14, where we read, it said, "Fear God and keep his commandments." So he gave us commandments by which to live. Man did not decide to be created, so man cannot decide how to live. How to live was decided by the Creator. And thirdly, man was created to give pleasure and not pain to the Creator. Man was created to give pleasure and not pain to the Creator. Man was created to bring honor and praise to the Creator. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. This mentality helps us to live upright. I am not just existing. I'm not an accident. I'm not living by chance. I was created deliberately by somebody. And the person who created me decided how I am to live. And I am to live to give that person pleasure. That is anchor number one. That you have an understanding of purpose for existence. It keeps you upright. Number two, walking in love for God. Walking in love for God is our anchor number two. Mark chapter 12 and in verse 29 to verse 30 said, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. The meaning is, if you will walk in love, if you love God passionately, the number of commandments you will struggle to keep are minimal. If you love God passionately, love for God is a commandment. And when our love for God is complete, you won't be struggling to fulfill other guidelines. How does love for God affect upright living? First, 2A, love for God places in the heart of man the desire to bring God satisfaction. It places in the heart of man the desire to bring God satisfaction with our actions and lifestyle. Whatever will give God pain, you run from it if there is a passionate love for God. In Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 17, Jesus, the Father speaking, saying, a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. I love my wife, I love my children. I love my neighbor as myself by his mercies. And what does that mean? What you want to do is to bring the people you love satisfaction. Is to bring them pleasure, not pain. So when we love God, we bring God pleasure, we bring him satisfaction. When you love God passionately, you can never be comfortable in iniquity. You can't be. Love for God places in the heart of man the desire to bring God satisfaction. Secondly, love for God causes man to value both God and his word. And that keeps you away from transgression. You value God. Everywhere there is love, there is value. It causes us to value God and his word. Love enhances the value of the one you love. In John chapter 14 verse 15, the Bible said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you keep my commandments. So love for God enhances our value for God, enhances our value for his word. So you don't take God for granted. You don't take his word for granted. You value him. So, at the root of an iniquitous lifestyle is the absence of love for God. The absence of love for God. Thirdly, love for God causes man to spend time with God, and that transforms man into his likeness. Love for God causes man to spend time with God. Time both in the word and in prayer. And that transforms man into his likeness. You know, anybody you love, you spend time. How do you know that a person loves the other person? They want to hang around. They want to spend time. They want to keep talking to each other. And by the time you love God and hang around God like that, at the place of prayer, at the place of worship, at the place of study, you are transformed into a sin-free nature. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, the Bible said, we all beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. Can somebody say aloud, amen? Psalm 17 verse 15, the Bible said, as for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. You can't hang around God and hang around evil. It's not possible. And love for God wants you to just be there with God permanently. You just want to remain with him. You enjoy his company. You enjoy his word. You enjoy his presence. You enjoy worship. You enjoy prayer. You enjoy these things. And the more time you take with him, the more like him you are becoming, and the more unlike the devil you become. The more you love the things he loves, and the more you hate the things he hates. Am I communicating at all? So, the understanding of your purpose is your anchor for upright living, number one. Walking in love for God stabilizes you. Before I go further, let it be made clear, therefore, that when a person is literally buried in sin, they don't know why they are alive. And when a person enjoys iniquitous living, love for God, real love for God, that causes them to spend time with God, is absent. So that is walking in love. That's number two. Number three is walking in love for people. Love for people. Love for people. Where we read in Mark chapter 12, verse 31. Mark chapter 12, verse 31. And the second commandment is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. Love for people, for people, for people. When a person walks in love for people, he cannot walk in sin comfortably. Comfortably. Why is that so? Three reasons I will mention. First, love for people forbids you from doing to others what you don't expect others to do to you. Love for people forbids us from doing to others what we don't expect others to do to us. Love for people helps us to put ourselves in the shoes of others. And we act from that perspective. Love for others. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. He said, therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even to them. For this is the law and the prophets. How comfortable will it be for somebody to steal your phone that has all your contacts inside. Therefore, you won't steal another person's phone. How comfortable is it for somebody to tell against you something you didn't do and present a picture of you that is wrong? In that case, you won't talk about somebody in matters undone, whether in their front or behind them. How comfortable will it be for somebody to molest your child or your sister? Therefore, you won't do that to another person. How excited will you be if your daughter was in high institution and the lecturer is asking her to sleep with her before he makes her pass exam? If you can't do that, if you don't expect nobody to do that to your child, you won't do that. See, it is lovelessness that is behind wickedness. Take your say. Lovelessness that is behind the multiplication of sinfulness. Somebody is trading in human spare parts. He calls himself a ritual killer. Why don't you present your body so that they can pieces you and sell your parts? Start with yourself first. Am I communicating? I tell men, I say, put yourself in the shoes of your wife for a few minutes, even for a day. Then you will know what it means to be a wife. Just come and back it. Come here. Give me food. When the child has a challenge, go and meet your mother. And he doesn't care. The woman is just there. You see, when we put ourselves in the shoes of others, life becomes interesting. And living in uprightness ceases to be a struggle. Somebody say amen. Walking in love. It just makes you. It just makes you too. Have human feelings. Feeling for people the way you want people to feel for you. Not for people. You wouldn't like to be pompous and arrogant and then talk down and look down on people because the way you want to be valued in the same way other people also want to be valued. And you value them as such. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Love for people forbids you from doing to others what you don't expect others to do to you. Secondly, love for people releases in us the nature of God. Because God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. It releases in us the nature of God. And the nature of God is the nature of uprightness. 1 John chapter 3 verse 5. The Bible says, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. When you walk in love, you are consciously, unconsciously activating a nature. It is the nature of God, for God is love. And in that nature, the Bible said, is no sin. Finally, concerning walking in love for people, love for people is the hallmark of true spirituality. And true spirituality is the basis of integrity. Love for people is the hallmark. It is not the length of prayer you pray that we know that you are a spiritual person. It's not the length of prayer. It's not the size of the volume of your Bible. It is how much of people you love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. 1 John, he said, if a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? He said, your fellow human being, the person near you, the person beside you, God is using how you treat that person to judge your love for him and your spirituality. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Somebody is there as a prayer warrior, but he didn't greet his wife from home before he came for the prayer meeting. That person came to spoil everybody's prayer. He came to spoil the prayer of the prayer band. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Somebody is choiring, but he didn't greet his husband. You see, husband say, where is my food? He say, Satan, pack your load and go. Not in this choir. They can't do that. Am I communicating? What you do with people is proof of who you are before God. That is why if your wife, your children, your driver, your cook, and all those people, whoever is around you, does not think you are a Christian, it's possible you are not a Christian. If they don't think you are a Christian, you are not. Take your seat. Am I communicating? So I like us to try our best. Let's try more. We live in a self-centered world. And every day the world is becoming so selfish, everybody just thinks of himself without caring about the other person. Before I come here, I stay before God, I pray, I fast. In fact, I live normal fasted life just to be sure that I have something to offer to the people under God, that I don't waste your time or take your life and attention for granted. And God knows that if I was the owner of whatever, I would have given some people job directly to avoid the prayer. They take the job, take husband. Physically take child. But all that is within the power of God. And he is the one who does it. So all we can do is to seek him on your behalf. Am I communicating? Be considerate of your neighbor. Begin to put the welfare of others in your life into your mind. While you are doing that, something begins to work on the inside of you. A character begins to develop. A nature begins to develop. And before long, you are unable to hurt a fly. There are men who enjoy people crying around them. That's what makes criminals. They are happy to make people weep. They give people pain. That's what makes wicked, heartless people on the earth. Loveless and heartless. We are not Christians and we can't be like that. Don't enjoy the tears of your wife. It's an abomination. It's a bad omen. Don't enjoy the tears of your children. Some children, it is during school fees time, their heart is beating. The heart is entering the mouth, beating. The father is about to insult everybody connected, related, and associated. with the school fees collector. He's about to insult the hell out. Look at you going to school. Last time you didn't die. You're like, when last? Just abuse everybody out of abuse the hell out of everybody. And so school fees times is trepidation time. Some women, it is a challenge to ask for food money, the food that the same man will eat. Am I communicating at all? The food that the same man will eat. What kind of life is that? What kind of life is that? Why will a person put his life under such pressure and tension? Life is to be enjoyed, not endured. You have only one life. There's no spare life. You have spare tire, but no spare life. Why do you want that life to be under pressure? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That nature of love brings you to a point where you are unable to hurt a fly. And as the nature generates, your life becomes more and more pleasing to God. And hurt, pain, and all those kind of things become a thing of the past. Becomes a thing of the past. Somebody say amen. Finally, anchor for upright living number 4 is the consciousness of the end. I said living with the end in mind. It stabilizes you. Living with the end in mind. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Okay, verse 14. For God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Earlier on, he told us in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, he said, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. How many of you know that no matter how beautiful you are only beautiful dust? He didn't say man shall return to the earth. He said dust shall return to the earth. Some of us are tall dust. Others are short dust. Some are fat dust. Some are slim dust. Some are brown colored dust that have changed their color. They prefer white clay. Oh, they change the color of this, but it's still dust. Fat, slim dust, short dust. When I was in the university, I was very rugged. When I'm going to have my bath, my roommate asks, where are you going to say? I'm going to water the dust. That's how I used to answer. I'm going to water the dust. Dust. Why will you allow dust to make substance to suffer in eternity? Inside you is the substance. The physical one is the dust. What we are paying attention to the most is called dust. Painted dust. Decorated dust. Suited dust. Am I communicating? I'm not the one who said it all. It's the scripture. Every time you want to raise your shoulder too much because people say you are fine, tell them this is nothing but fine dust. And no matter how fine it is or how ugly it is dust. Take your seat. Some people are moving about with dust on the street, looking for who to seduce with. Half-naked dust. Are you following what I'm saying here? Dust will when you see somebody after they have passed, only 3, 4, 5 days, you'll be shocked. Is this the same person? Face, she changed. Everything changed. You can't believe. Because dust will return back to the earth. Don't let your youthfulness deceive you. Don't let your plumpiness deceive you. Don't let anything deceive you. Dust is dust. Take your seat 1 minute. Let me round up. End must be in our mind. That end must be in our mind. For it is appointed unto man, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Unto man, or 27, as it is appointed unto men once to die. Somebody say appointment. Everybody has an appointment. It is called an inescapable appointment. After the nobody is too strong to escape it. Nobody is too intelligent to escape it. Nobody is too rich to escape it. It's an inescapable appointment. After that inescapable appointment is an unavoidable judgment. Inescapable appointment, unavoidable judgment in front of a judge that cannot be bribed. That cannot be spoken to. You can't give him cola. Can't carry Ghana must go. In fact, Ghana must come. I used to tell Abby, why must Ghana go? Ghana must come. Hallelujah. Very important. So with the end in mind, fading away like the stars of the morning. What does this do for us? Two things, and then we close right now. Living with the end in mind. All right, say it like this. Now it helps upright living. Now, what is that? First, the consciousness of future accountability imparts cautiousness to current activity. The consciousness of future accountability imparts cautiousness to current activity. When you are conscious that you will give account one day of how you lived, then today there is caution in how you act. Romans chapter 14, verse 12. Romans 14, 12. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Everyone. Secondly, the consciousness of the expiration of mercy after death. Helps godly living while mercy exists. The consciousness of the expiration of mercy after death. Mercy. It helps godly living while mercy exists. Because we just read now, Hebrews 9:27. For it's appointed unto men once to die, after that, judgment. Lord, have mercy. It's only tenable while you are alive. Did you hear what I just said? Oh Lord, please have mercy. It's only meaningful for as long as there is time. Mercy, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Makes sense. and can secure response while we are here. There are those who ask for mercy too late, when the dimensional curtains of eternity has been crossed, when a man looks back and there is time and here is eternity. Mercy, Lord, doesn't answer anymore. You know what Abraham told the rich man? He said, there is a gulf fixed between us and you. Those who are here can't cross there, and those who are there can't cross here. There is a thin line. That line is crossed. There is mercy. Here is judgment. There is mercy. Here is judgment. You will never be a victim. And the easiest way not to be a victim is to just be conscious and just live. It's not something to be afraid of. It's just something to live cautiously. Am I communicating? And God knows that we are men. For as long as you are in the flesh and you make a slip here or there, Lord, I will not go to hell. I receive your help and your mercy. And the mercy is never to be taken for granted. So, beloved, these four pillars, anchors, knowing why you are alive, loving God, loving man, and being conscious that there is an end. It's like the four legs of a table. You stand on it, you are stable. Am I communicating? You stand on it, then you are stable. And then, how do you make all these four to function for you? It is called application for grace. That's my conclusion. In the book of Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. Titus 2, verse 11 to 12. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we can live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. I apply for grace, Lord. Grace to always remember why I am alive. And the fact that you created me. I apply for grace, Lord. Grace to love you more than I love the things of this world. Grace to love you more than I love other things. I apply for grace, Lord. Grace to love my neighbor like myself. Grace to put myself in the shoes of others. Grace to live in the consideration of the lives of others. Not to live a selfish life. I apply for that grace. I apply for grace not to forget myself in this world. To remember that there is an end. To remember that judgment day is coming. Just to remember. And I can tell you, grace works. It works. That's when grace is meaningful. No, grace, I'm not talking of the grace that says you have the license to do anything you want. That's not the type I'm talking about. I'm talking about the grace that gives you the ability to do the right thing. Hello? That gives you the capacity to do the right thing. And to give you the ability to say no to what is wrong. That's the grace I'm talking about. Helps you to do the right thing. And also helps you to avoid the wrong things. That's that grace I'm talking about. You apply for it. And that grace will help you to live right and to do well. It's a new day for you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a loud amen. Did God speak to anybody tonight? Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Be upstanding everywhere you are. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Oh, draw me nearer, nearer to thee, Lord. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, Father, draw
me nearer. Oh Lord, draw me nearer. You want to leave my song every day. My song every day.
To love you, to love man, and to remember that there is an end. Go ahead while you pray for that, pray like that. Everyone at all in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for your life, you carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly step forward here. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags. Maybe you have an addiction that must be broken. Maybe you want to rededicate yourself to God. Maybe you want to be born again for the first time. Carry your bags and your Bibles. Quickly come forward. God bless you. While the rest of us, we are praying for grace and asking for help, I'll give you the count of seven and be the first person to come. One.
Way nearer, nearer to thee. I am dying. I am dying. Oh, I am.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for mercy and help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new creation. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive that grace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. The grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Struggle with living right is over forever. Addictions are broken forever. Grace to live right is released in Jesus' precious name. I pray upon this communion tonight that this communion will be the communication of grace to live right, to do the will of God, to fulfill the purpose of God. I declare it done in Jesus' precious name. Those of you right in the front here, just remain there 1 minute. We'll soon be through. By your blood. You hold it to your hand first, and then we shall pray for it. Fulfill his purpose is released upon you right now. The grace to do his will, the grace to fulfill his word, the grace to fulfill his purpose is released for you right now in the name of Jesus. Help from above, mercy from above, grace from above is released for you. I call it done. As you take this communion, everything that does not line up and cannot stand the power of the blood. Every growth, every cancer, every hypertension, every diabetes, every affliction of the devil in your body, everything that has put your system under pressure, by this communion they are flushed out now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy overnight divine encounters that will change your story, that will turn around your situations. I call it done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Go ahead and take that communion. I appreciate it.